This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Peabody Energy Corporation has found a replacement for current president and CEO Glenn Kello, who has been at the helm of the company since 2013. The board of directors for Peabody has announced that James Gretsch will begin his leadership role June 1st. Gretsch brings more than 30 years' experience in coal and natural resources to the company. Due to the pandemic and a depressed economic climate, Campbell County commissioners earlier this year asked county departments to make budget cuts for the upcoming fiscal year. According to the news record, county commissioners were pleased with the effort made in all departments. A Gillette man has been bound over to Campbell County District Court. Tyler Martinson will enter a plea on 31 counts of felony aggravated child abuse stemming from a report from the Campbell County Memorial Hospital emergency room of suspected abuse after Martinson's then three-month-old son was brought in with injuries. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Mark Gordon will be in Gillette tomorrow morning to give a keynote address at the Chamber of Commerce's annual Governor's Luncheon at Camplex Energy Hall. Tickets are available for the luncheon from the Gillette Chamber. 2021 graduates of Gillette College were once again able to physically walk across the stage and accept their diplomas during commencement ceremonies held at the Pronghorn Center on Friday night. The news record reports family and friends in attendance cheered and waved while sitting in socially distanced groups, while a live stream showed graduates entering on the large screen that hung above the stage. 2020 graduates were also invited to participate in Friday night's ceremony. Water service was restored just after noon yesterday to about 140 residents in the Foothills Boulevard area. The news record says Gillette Water Division crews working on water lines in the area opened a valve to check it when a water main broke. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.